You know. Everybody all the time. You can't lose anybody.
You're on camera.
Okay, today's Yud Ches. Okay, so we were in the middle of discussing how that Abaya yesterday had made an assumption that an almana from Erisin gets paid the ksuba, and he was trying to. It was all based on this original statement that we had from Rabbi Yochanan that someone who claims something against a Maisa Bezdin or Achar Maisa Bezdin Leyamar Klum. That because something is a condition of Beis Din, it's a takana of Beis Din, therefore it's as if there's a contract, a shtar, that says this, and therefore we'll not accept any argument. And then we had Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, who brought the Mishnah to say that when a woman has a get, but doesn't have a ksuba, so she can still claim everything, because... It's not Beis Din, it's a ksuba. So even though she hasn't got the piece of paper, she must have one. There must be a ksuba, and therefore he has to pay. And Abaya said, no, maybe that's talking about where they don't write a ksuba. You know, where the custom is not to write a ksuba, then they rely on the get to say, well, she was divorced, she must be entitled to a ksuba. But in a place where the minig is that they do write a ksuba, if she hasn't got the ksuba, she doesn't get it. So we don't say, Atoy Nachamay Beis Din is Leah Maklum. And how does Abaya know that? Oh, sorry. Then Abaya says, "Oh no, that's what I just said is not right. It must be that even without producing the document of the ksuba, she still can claim, because otherwise, an almana from Erisin, she hasn't got the ksuba in her hand, she wouldn't be entitled to a ksuba. And we know by some magic knowledge that she does.
Everyone knows that.
So the question was, well, how does he know?" So we brought one Mishnah yesterday, which we said didn't actually get us anywhere, because it said Goves HaKoil, and we said Goves HaKoil implies that he's written something, because HaKoil means the Iker and the extra. If you haven't written anything, there can't be any extra, because how do you know what the extra is? So we said, so we couldn't learn from there. So we're on the second line from the top, Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The Elos is the Gemara, but where am I going to know that an almana from Erisin gets a ksuba? The Tani Rav Chia Bar Ami, from a brisa quoted by Rav Chia Bar Ami, it goes as follows: Ishte Arusa, if a fellow has a wife who is only Erisin, Loi Einain, he doesn't have a din. If she dies, he doesn't have a din of Aninus, which is the first day of the death.
Pre-burial, but first day only.
Mm. Which means, what's the practical difference is that a oin is not allowed to eat kodshim, right? So
isn't he potter from mitzvah say
before the funeral? Mishamesim with Lefanov.
Yeah,
before the funeral. But aninus, laws of aninus apply even after the funeral. Yeah, so therefore it's the first day, right? So this Easter of kodshim, etc. So, but it doesn't apply if a wife is only arusa, if they haven't completed the marriage. So there's no din of aninus for the husband if the wife died. V'loy mitamela, let's say he's a koyin. So a koyin is not allowed to become tamei meis, but if his wife died, he is. But if it's only a wife from erisin without nisuin, then he doesn't become tamei for her. V'chein he, and similarly the way around, if he died, lo yoinenes, she isn't an oinen for him. And she doesn't become Tommy for him. As Rashi points out, not that she's Osir, because a female Koyin is allowed to become Tommy Mace anyway. It's only for men who are it's Osir. But it means she doesn't have to be Matami. Because the din is that a person whose relative passed away, not only is he allowed to become Tommy, but he is obligated to. He has to go and be involved in the burial.
Didn't we have a whole thing about a Koyin's wife that she has to be trained in the laws of Tumen Tare in order to live in his house? How can she live
with
him?
Yeah, that's to do with food.
Yeah.
But not to do with Tumas Meis. Right? So she doesn't have a problem. So the thing about Loimet Tamala means she doesn't have to become Tommy. If she wants to go to the funeral, then she obviously she can, yeah. Mesa, if she died, Eino Yosha, the husband does not inherit from her, because again, only Erisin here so far. Mace, who, if he died, Govik Subasa, she collects a ksuba. This is what the whole reason we brought this, right? So we're trying to show that an Arusa gets a ksuba. So again, the Gemara says it doesn't prove that it's an automatic default position. Dilma de Kosovla, maybe when he wrote it, then she gets it. If he didn't write it, she doesn't get it, even though there's Maisa Beis Din. Ah, v'chi teima, v'estu fregin, da'ida kosov la'mayla memra. that if he wrote a ksuba and she's got the paper, then the fact that she gets it, what's the chiddush? Why bother telling me? Of course, if she's got the piece of paper that says that he owes her money, then she gets it. What's the chiddush? He says, you're right. The bit about the gerbe ksubas is not really the chiddush. It's the meisena yorshes trichalei. It's a part of a context of a whole brisa. The chiddush of that brisa, the main chiddush there is that if she died, he doesn't inherit from her, even though it's his wife, because it's only the yorashay sa she'eroi. We learn from the word she'eroi. She'eroi zu ishta. How does he know that a husband inherits from his wife? It doesn't say it mefurish in the pasuk, but it uses the word she'eroi to describe a relative, and she'eroi zu ishta, which refers to physical contact. And when it's Erisin, there hasn't been physical contact, and therefore he doesn't inherit from her.
What about in Yehuda?
Yeah, whatever.
Yehuda, where they did have.
Don't say things about Yehuda.
Not Yehuda, the person, Yehuda, the place.
So.
Not fair. She collects, but he doesn't inherit from her.
Hey, when you get married, it's there's lots of things
woman,
that happen.
Always a woman wins on the finances.
She doesn't really win. Anyway, anyhow, so what do we see from... So therefore, that doesn't prove that you would get a ksuba without having one written. Ella, says the Gemara, no, Abaye megufa demasnisin kahadala bay. Rabaye is trying to work... when he said, he changed his mind, and he said that what I said before is rubbish. Yeah, that it must be talking about the mock... that it's a... that it applies even b'makim shekosvin ksuba, if she hasn't got it, she gets it. Why? From the words of the Mishnah itself. The isolka daitach b'makim she'ein kosvin ksuba askinon. What was it? What was Abaye's first tavamina? Why he said it doesn't prove anything? Because it's talking about in the place where the custom is not to write the ksuba. If that was true, the get hainu ksubasa. So therefore, what does she use as proof? She has to have some proof that he owes it to her. How do we know that she was divorced in the first place? The get is the proof. Yeah, but the problem is, also get monomassayim ksibe. How could that be that that's considered a star? The get doesn't say how much. Yeah, the get doesn't have any money in it. So if it was to do with the fact that it's a maisa bezdin, but it doesn't tell you how much, so how can you say that she just collects it? V'chitema. So what will you tell me? It doesn't matter that the get, because the get doesn't talk about money. Yeah. So you'll tell me that it doesn't matter if the get doesn't have the money, because kevin the takinu rabban on the migbilah, since the chachamim made a takana that she gets money, and it's 100 for an amon and 200 for a psula, is kaman dechsiv beidami.
Is that like back to the takanas based in that we had before?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Tell me that once the chachamim said it, so it's as if it was written in the shtar in the get, even though it's not, but maybe litoin. Why can't he say I paid? Yeah, he can sign a paraiti, and that would be a legitimate claim. You'll tell me v'chitem, but you'll answer me that the Amrina Levi would say to the husband, if you paid it, iboilach lamikre, then you should have ripped it up. Yeah. So normally, if you have a shtar choiv, if you have a contract that says that you owe somebody money, when you pay it, he gives you back the contract and you rip it up, so he can't come and claim it again. Yeah, so the same thing. If the woman comes with a get and says, I want my $200, here's the get, then the husband should take the get and rip it up so that she can't claim again. Yeah, so that's what you'll tell me. It's on my lawn. So the husband would say, no, really, I paid it. Why has she still got it? Because Lo Shavakta, she didn't let me rip it up.
She didn't give it to me.
Omra, because she said, quite legitimately, but Inilan Subibe, I need this get to prove that I can remarry. Yeah, so I can't rip up my get, because I can't prove I'm divorced then. I want to get married to someone else.
Nobody thought of a receipt.
There's a whole debate as to whether we can write receipts or not.
The problem with the receipts is that now you're putting the onus on the receipt recipient of the receipt to keep it forever.
Which is the malva, which is unfair.
So why should he have to guard his receipt for the rest of his life? Yeah.
People are going to say it's too bloody hard to make loans because I'm going to have to look after a whole filing cabinet full of receipts.
And if we're talking about a place where they didn't even bother writing a ksuba, they certainly didn't bother writing receipts. V'chitema, so you'll tell him, what were you scared to rip it up? Amrinon, we would say to me, boy lach lamikra, what you should have done is ripped up the get, or michta v'gaba, and the one on the back of one of the pieces when you ripped it.
Not on the
gabay. Gita denan de karanuha, this get that we have ripped up, lemishum de gita psulahu, it's not because the get was invalid and that's why I ripped it up. Ela ki hechid le tigbe bezim nachrisa, just in order she shouldn't be able to claim the money again.
You stamp it with used so what, or something.
Yeah, paid. So something like that, yeah? So why doesn't Besdin just take the get, do something to it, rip it up is what they're saying, but a stamp would work the same way, paid, and then she can't claim again, but she can still use it to prove that she's divorced. And therefore, why would we believe the guy to say paraiti? So we answer, because Otto called a migbi bevedina migbi. You don't have to go to court for this. Yeah, if you were in court, the court could come up with some clever idea. But you're not in court. So he goes to, she brings the get, he gives her a get, and she says, give me my money, and he gives it to her. You don't have to go to court for that. Yeah, so therefore...
So didn't get the court stamp saying that it was already...
So he gave her the money, but there was no court there to do some fancy court stamp, and therefore we would have to believe in the say pariti, that it was paid. So it must be that...
So we're saying that he would rip it up.
So I must be talking about where there is a ksuba, and that's why she gets it. Or if there, yeah, if there was a ksuba, she gets it. If there's no ksuba, she doesn't get it. Sorry, other way around. So that's why he said, "I'm milsi the army." That's why he changed his mind. Must be talking about a place where there isn't any ksuba.
Otherwise, you'd have to produce the ksuba.
Yeah, otherwise, have to produce it. Yeah. Okay, says the Mishnah Vayter, Motza Gite Noshim V'Shechuri Avodim. So we're still talking about when you find, going back to the concept of when you find things. So you found a get lying around, or a document that describes that a slave has been freed, or a Daitiki. Daitiki is a thing written by a Shchiv Mera, a guy who's on his deathbed. He writes a document that says what he wants to do. It's like a tzavo, sort of like a will, but it takes effect. Straight
that's
away.
Very powerful if he's a Shchiv Mera.
Yeah, but it takes effect sort of straight away, not after death. Or a Matona, you have a document that says a gift was given, or a Reshoivrin, or a receipt. There you go, you have receipts. You wanted receipts, you got receipts. It's a Reza Lo Yachsir. You don't give it back to the person who's the beneficiary of this document. Why not? Shani Omer, because I can say, maybe, I don't know, but maybe, Ksuvin Hoyu, maybe they were written by the Sofer, they were drafted up, but maybe he decided not to give them. Just because it's written doesn't prove that the actual event or whatever took place and that he decided to give it. So the Gemara asked straight away, Taima, what are you telling me? That the reason why we don't give it back to the beneficiary of the document, whoever that may be, because it's possible that he decided not to give it. Ha'omartznu, what if he stands there telling us, no, I did give it. I agree. I admit that I gave it. Is noistin. So that would imply that you would give it. Yeah? It's like kishachai of moida, yeah? If so the husband admits that he gave the get or the gift or whatever. So the person who is the giver, who has to give, admits and he says, yes, I did give it. Yeah? So then you would give it to the beneficiary. Vafil is mamiruba. The mission doesn't put any time limit on it. So that applies that even if it was a long time later, you would give it back to that person. So that's the implication of the Mishnah. Uraminu, now I ask you a contradiction. The Mishnah says, I maybe get va'avaremenu, someone who brought a get and lost it. So he was a shliach. Yeah, they sent a shliach. A shliach was coming from overseas with a get. And he lost it. The motzela altar, but then he found it straight away. Is that it's kosher? It's still kosher because we know it's the same get. He was just misplaced it for a brief time. Then it's okay. Imlav, but if he didn't find it immediately, then if he found it a long time later, it's possible. Yeah, so we don't have to define. Well, we're going to say in a minute. We haven't defined yet, so it's going to need to do with caravans, but we'll see in a minute. So far, just keep in mind immediately and not immediately.
Standard time measurement.
Standard time measurement in a wagon train camping setup. Yeah. Zoma Rabba. So first of all, Rabba answers the contradiction and says, Loikasha, kam b'mokim shesh shayores mitzuyos. It depends if there's wagon trains going all the time. So the time, the Gemara describes that the amount, what's called immediately? Immediately is that there's the amount of time it takes for a caravan, for a wagon train, to circle the wagons and set up camp. Yeah? That's called immediately. Why? Because if you found it within that time, then you know that it came from your wagon train. So then you assume it's the one that you lost. But if there was enough time for you to decamp and another wagon train packed in this campsite, And then you found the get after that, then perhaps the get came from someone in the next wagon train. So that's not called immediately anymore, and that would be no good. So therefore, Rabba says very simply, if you found that after a long period of time, is if there are wagon trains constantly using this train platform, right? This
campsite,
this campsite, then it's no good because it might have been from someone else. If it's a place where Mokem She'en Ashiyaris Mitzuyas, if there aren't wagon trains using this campsite, so no one's ever been in this spot since you were, and then you found the get in this spot, then it must have been the one that you lost, so then it's all kosher. So that's what Rabba says. But Rabba goes even further, and he says, Afilu b'mokem she'ashiyaris mitzuyas, even if you're in a place where there are wagon trains, and you could think maybe it came from somewhere else, it's v'hu she'husuk u'shna Yosef ben Shimon b'rachas, the famous Yosef ben Shimon. Yeah, there has to be that it's known, huchsuku, it's known, it's confirmed that there are established that there are two people with the same name in that city. So therefore, you have two problems. Number one, it could have come from the other wagon train. And number two, it could have been from the other Yosef ben Shimon. Because the get says Yosef ben Shimon divorced his wife. Yeah, so if there's only one Yosef ben Shimon in the city, then there's no problem, because we know it's Yosef ben Shimon. But if there's two Yosef ben Shimons, then it's almost like when you want to call someone up for an aliyah and you got two people with exactly the same name, then you got a problem, don't you?
Well, you just stare at one.
You stare at one. Well, in this case, you can't. Right? So he says, Huchsuku, if we know there are two Yosef ben Shimons, yeah, then it could be that the get is from the other Yosef ben Shimon. Yeah, that's what Rabbi says. So you need two conditions to make it no good. Because if you wouldn't say that, Kasha the Rabbi the Rabbi, then Rabbi would have to be, Rabbi would contradict himself. Yeah, because what does Rabbi say? There's a story that happened. There was a get. It turned up in the Bezdin of Rav Huna. The Havakos of Bey. And the get said in it, Bishviri Masa, the Alrakis Nara. It was in a place called Shviri on the river Rakis.
Masa means the city, doesn't it?
Yeah, the city. The city Shviri on the river of Rakis. There's Omar Rav Huna, so they never heard of the Shviri place. So Rav Huna says, turn the page, Chashid on the Shnei Shviri. Maybe there's two places called Shviri. So what happened was, so what happened? This was a case where a get was lost and refound. Yeah, so that's what we mean. What was the case that came to Rav Huna? The guy says, I lost a get and I found it again.
There's many places which have the same name. You know,
maybe just like I never heard of the first Shviri.
There could be another one out there.
Like Bangala, in northwest Victoria. Yeah, maybe there's one in New South Wales too. Maybe there's two Shviris.
Menangatang,
yeah, so maybe... so therefore we don't know, but so we're choshish that there are two places called Shviri. So that's what Rav Huna said. That was his off-the-cuff answer. But it wasn't a definite decision. He was thinking about it. Rav Chizda the Rabba. So Rav Chizda and Rabba were there in the Bezdin. And Rav Chizda says to Rabba, Puk ayin bo. While Rav Huna's thinking about it, you go and investigate what to do with this. The La'urta boy menach Rav Huna. Because tonight Rav Huna's going to ask you what you think. So prepare for the question. There's nofak dok v'ashkach. So he went out and he found a Mishnah. He went out in the street and found a Mishnah out there. And the Mishnah
came along.
Like you do. You come out and the Mishnah comes along in the middle of the street and tells you, Titznan, the Mishnah says, Kol ma'aseh bezdin areis ha'yachzir. That sounds like a Mishnah we've learned before in this parak, yeah? That any ma'aseh bezdin, you should give it back.
Probably why it writes a mention here, isn't it?
Yeah? Yes. That means you should give it back. That means it's all hunky-dory. Yeah, it's hunky-dory. You can give it back to him. Now, getting back to what Rabbi said before about the wagon trains. The Bezdin of Rav Huna, the wagon trains may not come into Bezdin, but the concept is the same, that lots of people going in and out.
Busy city.
The idea is people going in and out all the time. Yeah, so you can't say just because you found something that it's the one that you lost. Right, so therefore the Bezdin of Rav Huna would have the same principle as a place where there's lots of wagon trains. Yeah.
Is that where they found it, or someone brought it there?
It brought it to the Bezdin, but it was found in the city. I mean,
well, it was nearby, I guess. Yeah, because people are always beating a path to Rav Huna's Bezdin. Yeah, so it was in a place where it could have been from anybody. The Kaposhit Rabba, and Rabba decided the Yachzer, that you give it back. Even though It's like there are lots of wagon trains, yeah? So that means even with lots of wagon trains, you still give it back. Unless you have two problems, that there's also two Yosef and Shimon's. There's Alma, so we see there's a Rabbi Lashitasi. That if we know there are two Yosef and Shimon's, then you've got a problem and you have to not give it back. But Eloi. But if not, even if there are wagon trains, if there's only one Yosef and Shimon, you can give it back. Okay, so that's Rabbi. And then the Gemara says, Ovad Rabbi Uvda. We can skip the brackets, it means the same thing anyway. Bekisa de Pampatisa Kishmate. And Rabbi had a Maisa where he paskin, like his opinion, that you need to have both problems of people, lots of people around, and also two Yosef and Shimon's, in order to make it a problem that you can't give it back. It
doesn't mean that you have to know everybody in town and know that there aren't two Yosef and Shimon's, but as long as you don't know that
there are two Yosef and Shimon's. If there's no chazaka of two Yosef and Shimon's, you don't have to worry about it. You have to know that there are to have a problem. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't know, then it's okay.
But it doesn't mean that you have to know everybody, because you don't know.
No, but Yehuda knows everybody's name, so he would have a problem. Okay, so the question is over here, with Rabba's story, where we say that he did according to his opinion is that you only don't give it back if you've got two conditions. So in this story, which one was it? As Ika de Amri, some say it was Heicha de Mezabne Kista. Oh, so it says he did a story, Bekista de Pompadisa, which literally means in the house of flax in Pompadisa. So what's the house of flax? Yeah, is some say it's Heicha de Mezabne Kisa, means where they sell flax, the flax
flax market,
yeah, and which is a place where there are lots of, it's like the wagon trains, there's lots of people there, but but there were no chazak of two Yosef and Shimon's, is afagav teshchich in Shirata. So even though it was like there were lots of wagon trains around, but they didn't have the chazak of two people with the same name, and that's why Rabbi said he can give it back. Ve'ikat yamri, some say that that story was heichad the Torah kista, it's the place where they soak the flax. Where they soak the flax is not a public place, because not the sale, it's not the market, it's the back room or whatever. The afak after Huxuku, and even though we know in that city there were two Yosef and Shimon's, but it's like no caravans around, and therefore if he found the get there, you could assume it's the same one that he lost. So that was Rabba. That whole discussion was a shita of Rabba. Now comes Rab Zeira. Now that was all started because we asked a contradiction between our Mishnah and the Brisa. Sorry, when the Raminhu was a Brisa. How maybe get involved with him, yeah?
Is this before Rabba killed him or after Rabba killed him?
No, this is after. Sorry. That Raminu was a Mishnah, yeah. So Rabba had a contradiction between two Mishnahs. It was before Rabba killed Rav Zeira.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was
this argument before or after? I don't know. So that was based on a contradiction between two Mishnahs.
Someone after you killed him, right?
Yeah. So we started with the two Mishnahs that Rabba asked the contradiction, and he answered like, "Kash, it depends on whether you have these two problems or you don't." Rav Zeira had the same question, but he didn't ask a stira between the two Mishnahs. Rami Masnissin a Brisa or Mishani. He asked a contradiction between a Mishnah and a Brisa and answered it. What was the contradiction? Not from our Mishnah, but Tanan. He brings that same Mishnah that Rabbi brought of a maybe get, but over him, a guy, a Shliach, brings a get and lost it. A Motzala Alta Koshim Lepos. If he found it straight away, is good. If he found it later, is no good. Or a Mini, and he asked a stira from a Brisa. The Brisa says, Motza get Isha Bishuk. Someone found a divorce paper in the market. Is Bizman Shabal Moida. If the husband admits that he gave it, is Yachzer Isha, then he give it to the woman. Ain a Baal Moida. If the husband doesn't agree that he gave it, Lo Yachzer Leilazeb, then you just, if they're arguing, did he give it, did he not give it? So you can't give it to anybody. You have to hang on to it till there's some proof. Is Katoni Mia. So what do we get from that Brisa? Bizman Shal Baal Moida. That if the husband agrees, Yachzer Isha. You can give it back to the woman. I feel it as Marmaruba. Even a long time later. So how do you know it's the same get? Yeah, maybe meanwhile someone else came along and lost the get and you found the other one.
So yeah. Zeta doesn't require both factors like Rabbi does? Rabbi requires two factors.
So far he hasn't answered yet. So far all he's done is ask the question. All right, hang on a sec. Yeah? He asked the question. Umashani. And Abzera answered, Kan b'mokim shashtyaris mitzuyus. V'kan b'mokim shashtyaris mitzuyus. So his answer was that when there's lots of people around wagon trains, then you cannot give it back because it might be the wrong person's get. when there's not lots of wagon trains around, you can give it back because you assume it is the same get. Now, does he agree with Rabba or not? Says the Gemara, Ika di amri v'hu shehu saku, d'loina hadar.
In which case he would agree.
V'hainu de Rabba. Yes. So some say that Rab Zeira also holds that you only have a problem if you know the chazaka that there were two people with the same name, and therefore he agrees with Rabba. Yeah, even if Shoris Mitzuyas, it's only a problem if you need both factors. And Ika di Amri, and some say that Rab Zeira says Afagaf lo yilsuku lo yilahader. Even if there's no chazaka of two people with the same name, you don't give it back. Or pliga de Rabba, and therefore in that way he would be arguing with Rabba, which means so maybe that's the answer. According to the one who says they agree, it was before he killed him. According to the one who says that they argue, maybe it was after he killed him, and therefore he argued.
There's a famous story
of Megillah.
Rabbi invited Rabbi Zeira to the Purim Suddah, and he drank too much, and he got up and shechted him. And the next day he woke up and realized what he did, so he davened and made a mofus of Tchisa Mesim. So he invited him back the next year, and Rabbi Zeira said, nah, sorry, mate, miracles don't happen every time.
So yeah, so it could be that this the Ika the Amris of whether Rab Zeira agreed with Rabba or argued with Rabba depends on before or after.
don't take on the big boys, huh?
Okay, so the Gemara asks as follows. So what do we say here? Basically, they said the same. They started with the same question, and they gave either the same answer or similar answers. Is the question is Bishlama Rabba Leomar Rab Zeira? Why did Rabba asked it as a contradiction between two Mishnahs, and Rab Zeira had a contradiction between a Mishnah and a Brisa? What were they getting at over here? Is Rabba Layomer Kerav Zeira? Why didn't Rabba start off with the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Brisa? Because Masnis and Alimul Elekshuye. For him, a question is stronger if it's two Mishnahs. Because a Brisa, you could always just answer, well, a Brisa is not.
We never knew that Brisa.
Well, a Brisa is not not credible because Rebbe Leishan Rav Chia Minayin. If it's not in the Mishnah, so how do you, the Brisa could be just hearsay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it could be inaccurate. So therefore, it's not as juicy a discussion if you've got a Brisa against the Mishnah. El Rab Zeira, who asked the steer between the Mishnah and the Brisa, my time with him at Karaba, why doesn't he learn off the, why doesn't he start with the problem of the two Mishnahs?
This is a Brisa, the one Rab Zeira brought. And
the one Rab Zeira brought here is a Brisa. The other one's a Mishnah, yeah. Is Amalach. So Rab Zeira will tell you because of the problem. The only reason why Rabba had a contradiction between the two Mishnahs is because we made a diuk. Yeah, the Gemara started time the nimlach. Why is it no good? Because he might have changed his mind. But if he says give it to him, then he give it to him. But the Mishnah doesn't actually say that. We inferred that. Yeah. So he says mi katani ha'amatznu noisin the Mishnah afuul b'amrub. And then we inferred. Not only did we infer that you should give it, but even a long time. The Mishnah didn't mention time. We decided that it means even a long time later. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Dilma ha'amatznu noisim. Maybe the diuk is that what he says, give it. But la'ilam kidekamel on the altar. But it's relying on the fact that we know it has to be immediately, and therefore, maybe the Mishnah is also talking about immediately when it says give it back. So there's no contradiction at all. Yeah. Okay. So that's why Rab Zeira didn't want to take those theory because it's not a strong enough. It's not a clear enough. Dispute between the two Mishnahs that he should bother asking the question. Okay, next to clarify the rest of this. So we had two Rab Zeira either agrees with Rabba exactly, or he says you don't need to have the two Yosef ben Shimons. As long as there's caravans, then it's no good. Is Lamanda Omar the Rab Zeira, according to the Ika the army that said, according to Rab Zeira, B'mokam Shah Shioris Mitzuyas, that when is it no good if there are wagon trains around? Afakav shloyosukus neyesep and shimon. Even there's not a chazok of two yesep and shimons. Or pliga de Rabba. According to that version of the story, he argues with Rabba, is b'may kemiflagi. So what's the basis of the argument? Yeah. So the answer is Rabba savar. Rabba holds the katani kol ma'aser based in harei ze yachse. When the words of the Mishnah that say any ma'aser based in, you can give it back to the recipient, is the shtakach be'based in askinon. What does that mean? That it was found in Besdin. It was found in the court building on William Street. Yeah. Oh, Besdin, kemokim shasharis mitzuyas, and Besdin is a place where there are lots of people around. Yeah. Vahu shahuksuku lo yachsir, and therefore, when do you not give it back when there's two Yosef and Shimon's? Lo yahuksuku yachsir. Yeah. Because it's always, if you're going to make the distinction, in Ma'aseh Besdin is always. A Bezdin, if it's found in Bezdin, it's always Bezdin, yeah? So when you're going to say Yachsir...
It's always busy, you mean?
It's always busy, sorry, yeah. It's always lots of people there. So what are you saying, give it back? So it must be anybody's. So it must be that because even though it's in Beis Din, what's the reason why I give it back? Because you don't have two Yosef and Shimons. So therefore, Rabbi says there must be a distinction between whether there is two Yosef and Shimons or not. Rav Zera Amalach, Mikatani Kol Maisa Beis Din Shanimtzu Beis Din. It doesn't say a Maisa Beis Din where you actually found it in court. No, Kol Maisa Beis Din Yachsukatani. That means a thing which is a Maisa Beis Din. It's a legal item. But it means it was found outside when there is no wagon train, when there aren't lots of people around. But if it was found where there are lots of people around, even without the chazak of Tuyas HaBetshem, you wouldn't give it back. Okay. That was Rabbi Nebzeir. Rabbi Yirmi Omar. Oh. Yeah, Rabbi Yirmi says, Kigoin. Yeah, Kigoin. When are you going to say that it's kosher to Ka'omri Edim, if the witnesses on the get say, Me'olam lechasamnu ela al get echad to Yosef ben Shimon. Yeah? That not that there's the chazaka of Yosef ben Shimon, nish chazaka, yes chazaka. The witnesses say, we only ever signed one get that said Yosef ben Shimon on it. And therefore, even if there's two Yosef ben Shimons, yeah? But they only ever signed one. So if you've got it, that's the one. So the Gemara asks you, Hachi, if that's the case, my lememra, then there's no chiddush, you give it back. The witnesses say we only ever did one. Answer the Gemara, Mahu de Tema, you might have thought, Lechash Dilmis, Rami, Shma, Kishma, but Eidim Ka'edim. Maybe there's two other witnesses. Yeah? So Yirmiyahu ben Yosef Halevi and Yehuda ben Avram are signed on the get, and they say we only ever signed on one get of Yosef ben Shimon. Mm-hmm. That may be so. But what if those two other guys called Yirmiyahu ben Yosef Halevi and Yehuda ben Avram?
Just like those two
Yosef ben Shimons, there could be two of you as well. And therefore, maybe that's where the get came from. Yeah? Oh, so that's what you might have thought we worry about it. Kamash Malon, that we don't worry about such a far-fetched.
It's too far-fetched.
So we don't worry about that.
Is there a term for when the Beis Din verifies a shtar through the Edim?
Yeah, he's kind of some of. Yeah, but here, so here they're trying to be Mekayim it, and we have to find out what the witnesses say. But the problem is that we don't know this shtar was lost. Yeah? So
even if it has a henpik,
It's a get. So the witnesses are saying we only signed a one Yosef ben Shimon. Yeah. So we must be talking about where they don't recognize the signatures, or they're not there. We ask them, but they don't actually see the get. If the witnesses can look at it and say that's my signature and I only ever signed one, then nothing to talk about. So it must be that maybe they didn't recognize their own handwriting. Or the